This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven past the hour, face it, I don't know everything. I know many of you think that I know everything, and I don't mean that to sound smug, or it doesn't sound like I know everything when you're listening to me. It sounds like I'm a curious sort, and I'm always trying to learn. So I have learned something that I didn't know before in all of my years. I did not know you could freeze cherries. Yeah. And so now, with the snickering help of Kara and Victoria, I have learned that I can go buy freezer bags.
We literally just told him, Jen, what a freezer bag was.
Yeah, you're unstoppable now, Stefan.
Right. I'm going to freeze everything.
The world is your oyster, my friend.
Yeah.
the thing that prompted this, for those of you who may not know, it's cherry time. And some of the cherry, I just love cherries, and cherries are very good for you. And it's sad because you can only get them fresh 2 months out of the year. So now my life has changed. I'm going to buy, I have a freezer downstairs that we usually use for storing ice cream. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to fill it up with cherries. I wonder if I can put them in a freezer box and carry them in a car with me to California when I go out there. What do you think? Jennifer, can you put some cherries in the freezer of your house and save them for me when I get there?
Yeah, cherries. I can do that so we can load you up. Sure.
Yeah, good
idea.
They
come from the state of Washington, so it would probably be more economical for Jen to just buy the cherries for you and just hang on to them till next year.
There you go, Jennifer.
It's a winter time. I'll do it for you.
All right, so let's see. Jennifer, it seems you're in the spotlight. What's going on?
Well, this is a crazy story, but tensions going all over the place with Iran. Five Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps gunboats, try to get that all out, they tried to seize a British oil tanker in the Persian Gulf this past Wednesday, but they backed off after a British warship approached. This is according to a senior U.S. defense official. The British warship was said to have been less than 5 miles behind the tanker, but intercepted the Iranian boats and threatened to open fire. There was a manned U.S. reconnaissance aircraft above as well that helped kind of capture all the images of this. Navy Captain Bill Urban, who is a spokesperson for CENTCOM, said the military was aware of the actions. He said threats to international freedom of navigation require an international solution. The world economy, he says, depends on the free flow of commerce, and it's incumbent on all nations to protect and preserve this linchpin of global prosperity. Now, the incident was the latest in the series of provocations that have happened between the Islamic Republic and the West. British forces last week seized an Iranian supertanker that officials believed was operating in violation of EU sanctions. The British Royal Marines captured that vessel in Gibraltar after believing it was trying to provide crude oil to Syria, which is an ally of Iran. The president, Rouhani, in Iran warned that Britain would face repercussions over that seizure, and that's what they were attempting to do on Wednesday. Also, as a reminder, it was just last month that Iran shot down that drone that belonged to the United States over the Strait of Hormuz. This is just an indication that not only are tensions rising with the U.S., but even rising with members of the European Union who still have that Iranian nuclear deal set up with the Islamic Republic of Iran. So just because they have that piece of paper still in place with our European allies, it does not mean that they are playing nice. This is just the latest story, and good for Britain for being on the prowl and a special assist to the United States to help prevent that seizure of that British ship.
When I think of that song, In the Navy, you know, who does that? Who does men? In
the village,
people?
The village people.
Oh, village people. Okay, yeah. In the Navy.
Probably doesn't mean what you think. It's
no.
Yeah. Just, well, this will be an interesting one. Go ahead.
Well, I
buckle
just,
up, kids.
Thinking about Iran.
From President Rouhani to the village people.
Yeah. No. The Ayatollah. I think he's a pervert. Anyway, he's a closet. He looks like a pervert. And not that, you know.
Are we implying that the village people are perverts?
Well, I think some people think they are. I think they're very funny.
Who thinks that?
Are you kidding? When I was a disc jockey, yeah, because
people think they're flamboyant and fun, but
yeah, they were flamboyant, gay, and perverts.
That makes them a pervert? That's totally different.
In some people's minds, 30 years ago, yeah. Exactly.
Well, just walk away from the argument.
Let's just say that those people are wrong and move on.
Well, we all would know that, but anyway. So what I'm trying to figure out is, in my mind, I'm envisioning the Iran Navy. The Navy, I can't put two things like that together. I can't even imagine. Be like me having a Navy, I think, much anything else. The Iranian Navy. Do those things go together naturally? Is it easy for you to say that? The Iranian Navy. No, it's like the Ethiopian Navy. But
no, the Iranians are actually pretty darn tough. It's not like you have a bunch of, like, you know, yahoos out there. They're tough, they're well-trained, and they ideologically hate the West. So it's not...
Who does?
Well, some do. Yeah, some in the Navy.
No,
factions,
but the military, the government...
Oh, yeah. The military wants to run the country. That's
well, yeah,
sure.
That, and the military is part of the Navy. Right? I mean...
Okay, Jennifer, once again, on her toes. And let's hear it for everybody. Three cheers for Jennifer. Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Nobody is cheering with me. What's the story? You told everybody to buckle up.
I'm a victim.
Victoria.
I'm a victim.
Are you really? Speaking of victims, in a moment, we examine the law and the president right here on the DJV program.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it, too. I like it, too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel, now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Did you know that 1 in 5 Americans suffer from security fatigue? Those stats are from Encipher, a data encrypting company. And we asked Kevin McKeough from Encipher, what is security fatigue?
The fatigue really is that people start to work around. We have 100 passwords, and we set them all to be the same thing because we can't remember 100 different passwords. We end up making ourselves less secure. I think we have to make security easier for people to use, and biometrics is a good solution to help you be identified by whatever it is that needs to identify you. It's always important, though, that where that information is stored, the data they have about you needs to be held securely, otherwise somebody could change that data or steal that data and then they can impersonate you.
Go to ncipher.com for more on your security.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA-estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future, until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA-estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
In the Navy. That's one of those songs that you can't get away from once you start singing it, right? In the Navy. All of you singing it to yourself during the break, or is I the only one who's singing? In the Navy.
No, we were
probably just
singing.
You. Wink, wink.
The law and the president. A federal appeals court has blocked a lawsuit against President Trump, filed by 200 congressional Democrats. That was a couple of years ago, wasn't it? Yeah, 2017. Court of Appeals in the Fourth Circuit issued a unanimous decision. The three-judge panel said the attorneys didn't have legal standing to bring a suit against the president, which the suit alleges that he violated the Constitution's foreign, what, clause? Emoluments?
Emoluments. Emoluments. You haven't been hearing about this?
No. I don't pay. When it comes to Trump, I don't pay attention to the news, because it usually isn't the news. It's usually somebody taking a shot at him. So this is news to me. That provision says the government official can't accept payments from foreign governments or agents. The specific complaint against the president receiving payments from foreign governments to stay at his hotel.
You haven't heard about this? Really? This is years of the
No,
Trump
no, no. This I heard about. I just didn't hear the foreign emoluments or whatever. Clause.
Emoluments?
Why don't they use English? The foreign no-good guy.
This is part of the Constitution. It's the emoluments clause.
The Constitution's overrated, as we know.
Oh,
the
boy.
Judge's decision blocks dozens of subpoenas issued to government agencies. The president's business enterprise. What? They think the guy's going out of business because he's president? I mean, he's supposed to put everything in trust or...
Well, yeah, he's supposed to. But that was where this all came from.
Yes,
so
I remember.
This is a win for him, for sure. I don't know what they can do next if they're going to go back and try another round of appeals. I don't know. I think it's such a difficult thing to prove anyway, you know?
Right.
Yep.
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 All right, so here's the next win. This federal appeals court ruling the president cannot block critics of his Twitter account. I guess this is no win so much for him as it is for the people who like to take shots at him. Judges upheld an earlier ruling that decided that @RealDonaldTrump, that account is a designated public forum. So if he used his private account instead of that one,
that is his private account. Yeah, that is his private account. And then POTUS is the other one that basically just retweets whatever he tweets from his private account.
Right.
Okay. So if that's the case, then, and it's his private account, why can't he block?
Because he's a public official.
And he's talking
about... But
it's
his private...
No. That's not how it works. Read the rest of the copy. It's because he's talking about public policy on it, and that makes it fair game as a public official.
I don't care what the copy says. I'm just saying from a point of view. If I had a Twitter account. Yeah. Okay. My Twitter account is @DougStefan. I can't say Kara's a pain in the neck on it without having some sort of retort.
Well, you can, because you're not the elected official. It gets into when you're elected office and you're talking about policy issues.
They have no privacy.
It has to be private. It's not private. It's a public
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez also had the same thing, because she was blocking people on her Twitter, and she just got into trouble for it because she's not allowed to block either. So,
right.
All right. Well, then it's fair play. Then. It's not just him. Anybody.
It started with him, but now it's the turnabout.
So is it just mostly applied to politicians, though?
Celebrities,
it was Michael Bloomberg.
The list is long of people that Trump has blocked. Yeah.
No.
So now
I'm
he has to unblock them.
Anybody else who might want to block.
You can block. Private citizens, you can. If you're elected official, you cannot block.
I see. Okay. That's the thing. And that's constitutionally proven, I guess, apparently, right? Or does this go all the way up?
Well, I don't think Twitter's in the Constitution.
No. Well, that's the point.
I mean, we had airports. We did have airports during the Revolutionary War, but we did not have Twitter.
21 after the hour.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Three and change at the hour. It's music time in this hour. Every hour we devote some time to music, music news, music personalities. Whitney Houston died 7 years ago, you may recall. But even in death, she's landed her first new single on the Hot 100 chart. First one in 10 years. It's a cover of Stevie Winwood's hit, Higher Love. Let's crank this up, Karen, and see what I like. This is previously unreleased, a rework actually of her 1990 version of this song, featuring some contemporary electronic production by Kygo. Debuted at 63 this week in the most commercially successful song list. Whitney's Higher Love logged 6.5 million streams, registered 1.3 million audience impressions on the radio. Wow.
This is on a TV commercial right now, too, because I heard it last night.
That is getting familiar.
Yeah. Right? I forget what it was that I was watching, but it was, yeah, it's kind of everywhere now.
Yeah.
I was in a friend's car last week, and they had this on their playlist, and I just assumed it was a song that had been out for a while. I had no idea it was a brand new release.
Was this friend a boy or a girl?
Both, and it was a married couple, so.
What, this is a hermaphrodite you were with in the car? It was a
man and a woman.
Oh!
They're married to each other.
Yeah, she's in a throuple.
That's right.
Really? I don't know. It sounds interesting. Whatever that is, it's like a threefer, I guess. What is that? What would that be? No, never mind. Don't go down that. Doug, let's keep going with Whitney. Okay, Doug, that's a good idea. So, Higher Love is her 40th entry into the Hot 100 list, Billboard magazine. She accrued 23 top 10 hits, 11 of which went to number one. Since the first song came out with Petty Tendergrass, yes, that's probably a good name, Teddy Pendergrass, called Hold Me, back in 84. According to Pat Houston, Whitney's sister-in-law and the sole executor of her estate, her daughter's dead too, right? Didn't her daughter die?
Yeah.
Yep. So
same
Pat's
way she
getting
did.
Off. Pat's having the same, having a big time with Whitney here. And she was the sister-in-law. What happened? Whitney had no brothers or sisters?
She has a brother, Gary, I think, right?
What happened to him?
He's still alive.
Is he getting any of this? Or is Pat keeping it off?
I don't know. He was in that most recent documentary about Whitney and said that he and Whitney had been molested by, who was it? It was a cousin or something. Yeah, it was somebody else. But it, yeah, that's the last.
Isn't it one of the Warwicks?
It is. It's
Dionne Warwick's brother. That was it. Yeah.
Something like that.
Because Dionne, they were cousins. Dionne Warwick and Whitney Houston, cousins. Yep. Okay, that's
right.
The story.
Yeah.
All right. So it's interesting to see how this song develops. Up next, musically, actress Danica McKellar, a staple in the Hallmark department. She's like to Hallmark what what's-her-face was to Lifetime, right? This woman.
Lori Loughlin? Yeah, that's right.
Right. Yeah.
Lori Loughlin did a lot of Hallmark movies, too. She's got like zero streams of income left.
There you go. So Danica is going to star in Christmas at Dollywood with Dolly Parton. The film begins production next month, will air in December. Christmas at Dollywood, centering on a Broadway producer, a single mom, played by Danica, who discovers that investors in her holiday extravaganza have driven the production into bankruptcy, which means the show won't go on. She gets a call from a friend in Tennessee who asks her to revisit her Appalachian Mountain roots by co-producing a show for the 20th anniversary of the Smoky Mountain Christmas Festival at Dollywood. And then, I guess the thing, you let your mind do the wandering, Christmas in Dollywood is one of the record 40 holiday movies Hallmark is planning for this Christmas. Huh. First two movies, Christmas Camp and A Merry Christmas Match, air this month. Right.
I just can't for Christmas in July.
Christmas in July. 28 after on the DJV program. But you'll never take the country from the
girl. When the sand gets hot,
you gotta move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee.
Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. For the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. Get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales, Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump holds a social media summit at the White House to address his concerns about bias. The president not inviting reps from Facebook, Twitter, or Google.
But you communicate directly with our citizens without having to go through the fake news filter. It's very simple. Together you reach more people than any television broadcast network by far, not even close. And some of you are extraordinary. I can't say everybody. But some of you are extraordinary. The crap you think of is unbelievable. Yeah.
In other news, detectives in Kentucky find human remains believed to be that of the body of Savannah Spurlock. The 22-year-old mother of four has been missing for more than 6 months now. A man by the name of David Sparks, 24 years old, under arrest. He is charged.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you're accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Four at the hour, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the moon landing this month. TJV program, be a lot of conversation about that. It's seen, it's hard to turn on TV and not see something, at least on PBS, about that extravaganza which happened 50, can you believe it? 50 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I haven't been drinking.
You okay?
Oh, my God. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. This is the ever-loving, world-famous DJV program. All right, so contrary to popular opinion, the ladies don't drink before they go on the air. In a few moments, I'm going
to
take...
Sometimes we want to during.
Excuse me. Really? All right, so you have a story of drinking in the morning, drinking in the evening, drinking at supper time. When's the best time to drink?
Now. This is this is a new study that I am calling BS on. It says that many women who drink alcohol will have an improved mental well-being if they quit drinking alcohol. Please. Yeah, exactly. This is actually a joint study done between the University of Hong Kong and the Canadian Medical Association Journal. And the study, they say, comes as many Americans are trying out an alcohol-free lifestyle, which is being called, quote-unquote, sober curious movement. I am not sober curious. So they say that they have been following 31,000 women in the U.S. and 10,000 people in Hong Kong also participated in this. In both groups, men and women who were lifetime abstainers, those who never drank alcohol at any point in their lives, reported the highest levels of mental well-being because you don't know what you're missing. And then the others were followed over time for about 2 years. And quitting drinking was linked with a more favorable change in mental well-being among women in both groups, but not in men. And so they say women who stopped drinking approached the highest levels of mental health reported by the lifetime abstainers within 4 years. It's not clear why. And they say it's possible that abstinence reverses alcohol-related brain injury or that it reduces life stresses like family conflict. Now, there's also a new study that came out at the same time saying, do moms need too much wine? And so this is a new study about how the increase in moms drinking wine in the U.S. because of they list all kinds of, you know, lifestyle stressors. Being a mom is a lot of work. If you have a job and you're a mom, that's a lot of work. And so apparently there is an uptick in wine consumption among moms in the U.S.
Huh. You know, everybody who... How about your mom? What's Fancy Nancy doing in the wine department?
She okay? Fancy Nancy's a teetotaler. She's lame. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How about your mother, Kara? I don't have to ask about Jennifer's mother because she drinks all the time with Victoria, with Jennifer.
What? My mom's not a big drinker at all. Her mom was an alcoholic, so she gets all wigged out about alcohol. But she'll have a glass of Pinot Grigio every once in a while.
Oh, Fancy Nancy makes it a spritzer. She has like a spritzer once a year. And we're like, ooh, live large, Nance. Yeah.
Good for her. I had to see you saying it. Live large, Nance. How about you, Kara? You're keeping quiet on this skewer. What's the story?
My mom, I think, has like a... So embarrassing. Sorry, Mom. She has a natural light, like once
Ew,
a month.
Ew, natty light. All right. Your mom's still in college.
It was so funny. When I went to college and all
what
the
is
kids,
it? A natural? What is a natural
it's
light?
It's a light beer.
It's a beer. It's a really horrible light beer.
So when I went to college and everyone there was drinking natty lights and like wine from a bag, and then I went home and my mom has wine in a box on the counter and she's drinking a natty light. But that's she has maybe like one to relax like once every 2 weeks.
What
like,
to relax?
And she'll drink like half of one.
How can it half a natty light relax you? I mean, there's no alcohol in it.
Well, she's pretty light when it comes to alcohol, but yeah.
No, Fancy Nancy.
So is that something I'd like? Is it? What does it taste
no,
like?
It's no,
it's
beer. Oh my god, it tastes
it's
horrible.
Beer. It's terrible.
Yeah, you would like a fruity, like we talked about pina coladas yesterday. You would like those because they taste fruity. You would not like any type of light beer.
Okay. I've never a beer. I remember trying it when I was in college. It was 3-2 beers, like drinking salt water. So there's nothing there.
See, beer does not taste like salt water to me. Yeah. So maybe they literally just gave you salt water in a beer bottle, and they were like, here, Dougie.
Here, he'll never know.
That's probably true. All right, around the world, a couple of items here. France is planning to put an eco tax on pretty much everybody who flies in and out of France. The new tax bring in $200 million a year, used to support less polluting modes of transportation. Really? Are you going to take a train to get to America? I don't think so, but that's what they're thinking anyway. The transport minister over there said the new tax was in response to the crisis in the environment. There would be some exemptions, and there may be a crisis in the environment, but this isn't going to fix it, lady. There will be some exemptions. The new tax will not apply to connecting flights or flights that land in France, only ones that originate there. The tax, let's see here, the cost would shift along with the travel distance and the ticket type. For example, the price for a domestic flight would rise by about $1.70 a trip under the tax. A business class ticket would cost $20 more because of the tax. So the more you pay for the ticket, the more the tax. Okay. So you can imagine what the Frenchies are saying about this. Air France announced that it, quote-unquote, strongly disapproves of the tax. Really? That's a shocker. And I think there's, well, I don't know. It depends on how badly you want to travel. If the tax is a couple of bucks, okay. Is $20 or $30 a ticket? Then you got something. In Europe, a robust rail system, though, does help them a lot. Have you ever been in Europe and taken the trains? They're fabulous.
It's amazing.
Fabulous. Yeah.
Someone actually, it's one of the aviation experts who was talking about this new plan that France has, said that this would never work in America because we don't have good alternatives to flying, mm-hmm. which is so true.
That's true.
You know, there, if you, I guess there is a train that goes cross country, maybe Amtrak.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not much. Yeah.
But
I don't
think I'd want to be on it. So, you know, it's. I don't know. I don't think this would happen over here, but in Europe, train travel is just it's relaxing. It's civilized. I love it. I think it's great.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was 3, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.
You do it right to get an outdoor space that makes you proud and offers a stylish place to relax. Lowe's is here to help and help you save on everything you need to get started. Add an attractive new retaining wall to your landscape and save with mini flagstone retaining wall blocks, now 10 for $10. And update your patio furniture and save up to 25% on select patio clearance items. For great buys to make your outdoors even greater, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/17 while supplies last. Wall block offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii, U.S. only.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Before you sign the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. From furniture to business essentials, all at great prices every day. And now, buy one ream of Staples copy paper, get one free. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, and 7/13/19, valid on SKU 135855, while supplies last.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour here on the DJV program. How many of you every night take an aspirin, baby aspirin maybe? Maybe you're taking it because your doctor said at one point in time, hey, this is good for your heart. Maybe you got headaches and you take it for that. I'm going to find out what the bottom line is in the new era of aspirin awareness. Joining us now, Dr. Nisa Goldberg, who's the medical director of the Tisch Center for Women's Health at NYU, and that's part of the Langone Medical Center there, world known for the research. And well, you've done a lot of publication yourself, Dr. Goldberg. Good to have you here. Let's talk. Yeah, the whole business about taking an aspirin being good for your heart. I've heard arguments from medical experts. We do a lot of medical conversation on this program, and some of it's traditional medicine and evidence, so-called evidence-based. Some of it is more new agey. And it seems at this point in time, I don't get a consensus as to whether taking aspirin is good for you in any sense, whether it's just for a cardiovascular event or get a headache or whatever. So what do you find to be the bottom line here?
Well, I think the information on aspirin is very confusing because I hear that from my patients.
Yeah.
And it's really important to understand why we prescribe aspirin. So aspirin is very effective in people who already have had a heart attack, a stroke caused by a blood clot, also known as an ischemic stroke, have had heart surgery or a heart stent. We know that prescribing an aspirin reduces the risk of having a recurrent heart attack or recurrent stroke.
Okay, so why would that be?
The information is very clear.
Why would that be then? It seems to me, you can help us. Why would it not prevent it in the first place instead of just taking it if you think you're going to have another event?
Okay, so blood clots cause the majority of heart attacks and strokes in our country. And certainly in people who have already had a problem, the aspirin prevents further blood clots causing a second heart attack and stroke. In the healthier group of people, people who don't yet have heart disease, it seems that some people are less likely to benefit from aspirin because it seems that they're doing everything right, and adding an aspirin to someone who is leading a healthy lifestyle, doesn't have a family history of heart disease, and doesn't smoke may not prevent a first heart attack. However, within that healthy group of people, there are people at higher risk. Like, they haven't yet had a heart attack, but they have risk factors like diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, family history. So those people may benefit from taking an aspirin, but they really need to talk to their doctor, because aspirin therapy, like all medical therapy, has to be individualized to the person.
What are the dangers of taking aspirin? Now, that's the other side of this. I've taken an aspirin, a baby aspirin, most of my adult life, frankly, because I was told it was good, and it was good for other things, like when you have your every 5 or 10 years when you get your colonoscopy, it's good for that. There are a lot of reasons to take it besides preventing heart attacks.
There's a lot of research out there on aspirin and how it might help things other than heart disease, but we only want to focus on heart disease today because heart disease is the leading killer of men and women in our country. You know, we want everyone's blood pressure to be lower than 130 over 80. So it's important also to know, a lot of people watch the movies and read information that if you think you're having a heart attack, you should take an aspirin immediately. And that's an important part of our therapy in people who are having an acute heart attack. But you shouldn't wait. If you think you should take an aspirin because you're having an acute heart attack or a sudden heart attack, then you also need to be calling 911 and get to a hospital.
Hmm. All right. So that helps to explain it, make it a little more understandable, some of the contrary information, studies, that sort of thing. If you want more information about this, you might want to visit BayerAspirin.com, B-A-Y-E-R, aspirin, BayerAspirin.com. Thank you, Dr. Nisa Goldberg, with a focus on clarifying when you should take aspirins in your life. 10 minutes before the hour on the DJB program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 53 after the hour now. Dr. Ken absent today, but in his honor, a focus on certain types of food, food news in general. Hooters. I don't know that Ken and I would be talking about anything from Hooters, but America's most famous restaurant. Who came up with that? Victoria, did you come up with that term?
No, that's actually what it's been called, and I believe it.
Really?
I think they named themselves a restaurant. Yes.
I didn't know that. The future, for those of you, yeah.
but that's what they call it.
You expect three women to walk through the door with a focus like that. Anyway, I guess they don't. They're looking for dirty old men that want to come in and look at these waitresses that are half-clothed. Is that a word?
And college guys, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Anyway, they have new leadership at Hooters. Current owners have a family-oriented vision for the company's future. This ought to be good. The future includes expanding, if you'll pardon the pun, offerings that will likely make the brand more appealing to customers of all ages, no matter whether they're youngster, oldster, parents. Hooters of America, the franchisor and operator of 430 Hooters restaurants around the country and around the world, actually, sold to a couple of investment companies. The two private equity firms plan to expand Hooters' fast and casual concept called Hoots. Hoots serves the same... That sounds like something in a basketball game. Hoots! 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 Hoots serves the same basic menu as its full-service counterpart What, do you drive up to the window at Hooters and...
No, it's like Chipotle. It's like going into a... You can sit and eat there if you want.
So what's
going to
be the appeal? What are they, unless their food's better, the only reason people go into Hooters is to look at the breasts of the waitresses. So what are they doing?
A lot of guys will claim that the wings are actually... The chicken wings are actually the best part about it.
Go to Buffalo Wild Wings and get that stuff.
I don't know. I think it's weird that they're calling it Hoots, because Hoots still is a euphemism for boobs. So it's not like it's any better. Just because they're wearing lame uniforms, but that doesn't—I don't know. I don't see the appeal. But it's been around a while, who knows?
That's why I said that, because I can't imagine this being appealing to women. And you want to get families in. Mothers are gonna. Mothers don't bring their kids into a Hooters, for God's sakes. Who the hell are they kidding? What mother do you know would bring her kid into Hooters? Seriously, does anybody know anybody? Any
I'm sure
mother?
There are some trashy moms out there who would do that.
Okay. All right.
It's like bringing a baby into a bar. You know, some people do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, not in my world, but I live in a different world as we often suggest. In a moment, bananas in our focus. My Pillow right now, though. Let's talk about how well you slept last night. You have problems sleeping? Pillows go flat, do they? Flip-flop around all night long, do you? Wake up with a sore neck, do you? Maybe a headache, do you? Feel like you need a nap, do you? Well, the patented fill inside My Pillows is the way to go. To support your head, get a good night's rest, this is what you need. Falling asleep faster, staying asleep better. Not about how much time you spend in the sack, it's about how much time is quality rest. The MyPillow company is in Minnesota. All the pillows made right here in the U.S. 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. You can wash them. You can dry them. So the deal right now, MyPillow.com, you go there, use the code DJV, and you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow. If those of you who didn't do well in math can't figure it out, there it is. That's the story. That's the price, the lowest price ever offered right here, available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98, with promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. All right. Meanwhile, back to... Oh, you're going to do a spot? Oh, okay. Am I talking, or I'm going to go for it? Bananas. One of the first shipments of bananas, Victoria, to come from the colonies... landed at Salem, Massachusetts in 1690. They tried boiling them with pork at first. Can you imagine anything more disastrous?
Oh. So they didn't know if they were edible raw.
No, no.
Wow. Where did they come
from?
The islands somewhere?
Yeah, they came from down in,
South America somewhere?
They brought them from Africa, actually. They came in slave ships. That's why they used to feed the slaves. They didn't know that. 25% bananas, if they're unripe, are starchy, only 1% sugar, but once they are ripened, they're 20% sugar content. I think that's one of the reasons people tell you not to eat bananas if you're on a diet. I find bananas to be very good, frankly. We import 15 billion bananas every year into America, and their most popular usage, you want to guess? On a sundae with ice cream. Banana. The ice cream banana sundae. Yum. 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.